For tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2022 February Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Merrill Miller, director of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is CD2B. Speaker is Jean Williams. She is teaching on enduring afflictions. The second speaker is Colonel Williams. He is teaching on the month of Adar. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Even you, as a believer, hidden demons or devils that you have not been delivered from will be made manifest. And many of you already can see the signs of the times in society. There is so much demonic intensity in our streets, in our neighborhoods, and even in organizational structure. So 5782-2022 is a time when hidden things will be made manifest. The White House, the church, the family, even you. Let me be safe and say it's not your hidden demons, but our hidden demons, if we're not delivered from, they're going to manifest themselves. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. That's the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. The Bible says, and this is a lovely, awesome scripture here, the work of each one will become plainly, openly known. I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. The work of each one will become plainly, openly known, shown for what it is. For the day of Christ will disclose and declare it, because it will be revealed with fire, fire, fire. And the fire will test and critically appraise the character and worth of the work that each person has done. All that is said here is that fire of Jesus' presence, the consuming fire of God's love, is now testing your work, testing your character. And the consuming fire of Jesus Christ is burning to the point where it's exposing even your work. Fire, 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 the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife said a now faith, but I'm saying a now fire. A now fire will test, critically appraise your character and your works. And people are already saying, I don't know why I'm going through all this affliction this month. I can tell you why. Because a now fire, a fire of Yeshua's presence is burning to test you. A fire is critically appraising your character. My God, I feel the presence of God just by speaking those words. A fire is burning right now, a now fire, to evaluate your very work. When I think about that, I think about a probationary fire. A fire that's a refiner's fire that will identify impurities before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. A now fire identifying impurities. A now fire identifying your true character. A now fire critically appraising you. A now fire identifying, do you truly and willingly work for the Lord? Turn with me to the book of Malachi chapter 3. Let's look at verses 2 and 3 of the Amplified Bible. Malachi chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. Of the Amplified Bible. The Bible says, verse 2, But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. We know soap does a cleansing. A refining fire purifies. Look at verse 3. He will sit as a refiner's, and purify fire of silver, and he will purify the priests. He will purify the leadership, the sons of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. And I want to say to that, come Lord Jesus, because since the pandemic, the church has begun to sing Christmas carols. Silent night. We need a refiner's fire to begin to burn the sons of Levi, the leadership, and purify the leadership, because we don't want the church business as usual. We want an apostolic prophetic church that will move in the miraculous, and captives are being set free. People are healing. People are being delivered. Has a refiner's fire to cleanse the leadership. Has a refiner's fire to purify the leadership of this Antichrist, Egyptian, Babylonian church system that we're in. Let me say that again, because I cannot stress it more. I am tired of a church that sang Christmas carol Silent Night. I'm tired of a church that went into silence during the pandemic. I am tired of a church that's more concerned about people getting the jab, getting the vaccine, and making money than they are about a believer's spirit, soul, and body. 5782 on the Hebrew calendar, 2022 on the Gregorian. And also a time when the secret things will be exposed. And I'm talking about high levels of government. Secret things will be exposed. Turn with me to the book of St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. The book of St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. Please forgive me if I'm moving too fast for many, because I'm beginning to see some notes come aboard. Okay, in Luke chapter 8, verse 17, for there is nothing hidden that shall not be disclosed. Now, anything secret that shall not be known, even the sea and the oceans and the waters will reveal secrets. The dead will manifest out of hiding in the sea and even the waters. You are in a time cycle. You are in a time period where everything secret is going to come to the top. That extramarital affair you're having is going to be exposed. Deceiving the people, cheating the people is going to be exposed. Hatred for parents, hatred for uncles, aunts, sisters, brothers, mother, father is going to be exposed. Hatred for certain people is going to be exposed. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Let's look at verses 13 and 15. The book of Revelation, chapter 20. Let's look at verses 13 and 15. In verse 13, the Bible says, and the sea delivered of the dead who were in it. Let me read that again. This is awesome. And the sea delivered of the dead who were in it. Death and Hades who were in it. Death, the state of death or disembodied existence, surrendered the dead in them. And all were tried and their cases determined by what they had done according to their motives, their aims, and their works. Look at verse 14. Then death and Hades, the state of the dead or disembodied existence, were thrown into the lake of fire. This is what the second death, the lake of fire. Now, verse 15, and if anyone's name was not recorded in the book of life, he was hurled into the lake of fire. That word hurled comes from the Greek word ballo, means to throw or let go of or to thrust into or to what? Cast into. Turn with me to the book of St. Luke, chapter 12. Let's look at verses 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. the book of St. Luke, chapter 12. Let's look at verses 2 and 3. In verse 2, it says, nothing is so closely covered up that it will not be revealed, or hidden that it will not be made known. How many times I've heard people say, you know, I got away with that. Didn't nobody know but me. I don't think so. We're not in that month time cycle for that. Is that right? The Bible says nothing is so closely covered up that it would not be revealed, or hidden that it would not be made known. If the sea and the waters will give up its dead, they will come out of hiding. That means that God has a time for revealing. Look at verse 3. Whatsoever you've spoken in darkness shall be heard and listened to in the light. And what you have whispered in people's ears and behind closed doors will be proclaimed to the housetop. I feel this unction to say this. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, many of you know Solomon was the second baby. God struck the first baby. And God told David, because you have caused my enemies to put me to shame, I'm going to expose this thing in the open and put it out under the sun, which means expose it in public. 5782 Hebrew calendar, 2022 on the Gregorian calendar. We're in a time, a cycle, where the real agenda or plans will be exposed. Real agenda or plans will be exposed. Believe the truth will come out on things that you thought were true reality, but you will later find out that they were not factual. God is exposing the truth. There are illusions out there. There are misleading images out there. There's deception out there. There's fantasy out there. There's hallucinations out there. There's mirages out there. And listen, and there are things that's coming across the ABC, NBC, and CBS. It's just a figment of somebody's imagination. There's so much mind control and hypnosis. Listen, mass media mind control on the media, and people are believing. We need to go back to believing every word. The Bible says the word of God is forever what? Settling him. We need to go back to believing every word. Let's keep going. We are in 5782 on the Hebrew calendar. So 5782 equals the number 22. 5782 equals the number 22. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 22, and the key, Hebrew for key is Matian, opening instrument, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Key of the house of the David I will lay upon his shoulder, he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. The Lord is opening portals of power and authority. True believers get ready to operate in dunamis and exousia. We are in preparation for the end time harvest. Many believers are already now moving in the miraculous. Keys are being released in the spirit realm. My God. 5782, we're in the Hebrew month of Adar. Adar runs from February to March, winter months. On the Hebrew calendar, the Hebrew month of Adar runs from February to March of the winter months, and it runs from 29 to 30 days. Adar is the 12th and last month on the Hebrew calendar. Let me say that again. Adar is the 12th and last month on the Hebrew calendar. Let's look at numbers again, because God loves numbers. The number 12 means apostolic government. The number 12 means that we are seeing the restoration of apostles and prophets. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 of the Amplified Bible. Please forgive me again for moving too fast. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself the chief cornerstone. Apostles and prophets are foundational builders of the New Testament church. God is tearing down the one-man show one man's celebrity structure. God is realigning the church, according to fivefold ministry gifts and operations, Ephesians 4:11. The foundation of the church is built upon apostles and prophets. True apostles and prophets are being positioned in the New Testament church at this time. And Ephesians 4:11, let's look at that again. Ephesians 4:11. And Amplified Bible, and the gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors and shepherds of his flock. And he also gave us teachers. The month of Adar. The month of Adar is a joyful month, a prosperous month that aligns with prayer and fasting. From February to March, for the next 29 to 30 days, should be a time of prayer and fasting for your life according to the Hebrew calendar. Now, many times people get, the enemy and people get upset about the Hebrew calendar. Well, why get upset? Because when you look at the Gregorian calendar, it's nothing but gods and goddesses and numbers. February has to do with Cupid, which is a little blindfolded, winged, two-arrow lust fantasy demon. February has to do with lycanthropy or werewolf isms and certain fertility rites and festivals. But we get upset when we talk about God's calendar. Let's go back again. The month of Adar is a joyful month, a prosperous month that aligns with prayer and fasting. This is the month that you are to have joy in Jesus Christ. And that's what the enemy is doing. He's robbing joy. Turn to Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 17. The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 17. Some of you are still writing, and again, I apologize again for moving too fast. In Esther chapter 9, verse 17 of the Amplified, the Bible says, this was done on the 13th of Adar, and on the 14th day they rested and made a day of feasting and gladness. In the book of Esther, it was on the 13th of Adar that they made a feasting of joy and what? Gladness. What parallels Israel parallels America. Adar is the Hebrew month that the Jews were delivered out of the hands of their enemies, who hoped and expected on that day to have made an utter end of the Jewish people. So guess what? The Jewish people was able to make an utter end of that situation, and they made a feast of joy and gladness. So this is a time that, listen, a prayer and fasting and joy and gladness. Don't let the enemy rob you of your joy in this month cycle. It's coming up. Adar, the Lord wants you to be happy. The Lord wants you to be joyful. The Lord wants you in the month of Adar to laugh at your enemies. Look at Psalms chapter 37, verse 13. Psalms chapter 37, look at verse 13. Once again, Psalms chapter 37, verse 13 of the Amplified Bible. The Bible says, the Lord laughs at the wicked. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their day is coming. You know, I can see God on the throne right now when he looks at the wicked. You should laugh at the wicked. Ask the Lord this cycle month to help you laugh. Come on, saints. When you laugh, your body releases endorphins, chemicals into your joints and your bone marrow, and it lubricates your joints and it lubricates your bone marrow. Laugh at the wicked. Am I guilty? Yes. Do I need repentance? Yes. Have I repented? Yes. Oh, they're trying to do this to me. Why aren't you laughing? Why aren't you being joyful? They said this about me. Why aren't you laughing? Why aren't you being joyful? Because joy is a weapon. It's a weapon. The month of Adar is also, here's the good part, a dangerous month It's a month of darkness. And remember what parallels, prophetic parallels with Israel, prophetically parallels with America. Turn to Esther chapter 3, verse 13. The book of Esther chapter 3, verse 13. Once again, the book of Esther chapter 3, verse what? 13. And letters were sent by special messengers to all the king provinces to destroy, to slay, and to do away with all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day. And look what it says right here. The 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the Bible even quotes the month when this happened. The Haman spirit. Adar. The month of Adar, and seized their belongings and their spoil. Prophetic parallels with Israel, prophetic parallels with America. Now we see some prayer points here. We, in the month of Adar, we need to pray against secret hidden agendas to cause mass extermination in America. We need to pray against the, not the pandemic, but the plandemic in America. We need to pray against the spirit of Haman, an ancient malevolent spirit that's manifesting itself today. We need to pray against anti-Semitism against the Jewish people. Adar, we're in that month cycle. America, there are three major ruling principalities that's affecting America right now. And Sister Deborah Vail's identified one of them yesterday. There are three major ones. There are many, but there are three major strongholds we need to pray and tear down. The spirit of Python, Sister Deborah Vail's quoted yesterday. The spirit of Jezebel, Jezebelic witchcraft, and the spirit of Baal. These three major strongholds need to be torn down in this nation. The month of Adar. Adar in Hebrew means Adar. A-D-I-R. Adar. What does Adar mean? It means denotes strength and power. Adar in Hebrew means Adar, and it denotes strength and power. Adar, you let the joy of the Lord be your strength and be your power. Come on, saints. I'm talking to someone out here, and I'm speaking to myself. The time of Adar, you let the joy of the Lord be your strength and your power. That's a Hebrew word called me'az. Me'az means strength. Listen what it means. Beyond your place and means of safety, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your place of refuge. The joy of the Lord is your place of safety and protection. Me'az. The joy of the Lord is your strength and your power. And it is the joy of the Lord. Many of you, like myself, have went through many crises this last month. But the Lord is saying that we have a secret weapon. The joy of the Lord is our strength and is our power. That's how we'll make it through. And not only that, if God laughs at the wicked, why can't I laugh? He. The month of Adar. There's a word called kuf, a Hebrew word, K-U-F. Kuf. K-U-F. The word kuf is linked to Adar, and it resembles a face or a mouthpiece. Remember, Hebrew is picture prophetic. And it resembles a face or a mouthpiece. And in the month of Adar, the Lord is saying to you to remove the masquerade. From the month of February, thank you, Brother Stubbs, linked to Adar, a face and mouthpiece. Thank you, Brother Kim Stubbs. Okay, beautiful. There's a word called cuff. And this is the time of Adar that you ask the Lord to help you remove the masquerade. You ask the Lord to help you remove the mask that you have been hiding behind. And I think that's prophetic and twofold with our government. I'm going to watch the month of Adar with our government and the mask mandates real closely. A removal of a false identity. When you put on a mask, you not only have a false identity, but you have a false personality. Will a real Williams stand up? Adam, you ask the Lord to help you move into your true identity in Jesus Christ. Man, I want to say that again. This is the Hebrew month. You ask the Lord to do what? Help you to move into your true identity in who? In Jesus Christ. Adar, the Hebrew month of Adar, according to Jewish writings, Jewish historians, said that Moses was born in the month of Adar. Moses died 120 years old in the month of Adar. Adar is also, once again, a time of feasting and joy. It's a time of sending and giving choice foods. Come on, saints. I don't mean you give somebody some stale bread or you, come on, those freezer burn meat. It's a time when you give to the poor choice food. It is also a time when you give gifts to the poor. Time of feasting and joy. Time of sending and giving food. It's a time of giving gifts to the poor. Is that biblical? Turn to the book of Esther chapter 9. The book of Esther chapter 9. Let's look at verse 20 and 21. Thank you, brother. I see the listing. It's time to give to the poor. That's right. Okay. Thank you, sister. I'm sorry. Esther chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Esther chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21, to command them to keep the 14th day of the month of Adar. Here's Adar all in scripture. And also the 15th year. Look at verse 22. As the days on which the Jews got rest from their enemies. It's safe for me to say prophetically that Adar should be a time that you rest from your enemies. And as the month which was okay, question. Let me read again because I'm getting so excited about the word. I'm moving too fast. As the days on which the Jews got rest from their enemies and as the month which was turned for them from sorrow to gladness and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and gladness, days of sending choice portions to one another and gifts to the poor. Adar is a cycle month where you read the whole book of Esther in the synagogue. Isn't that good? You read the what? Whole book of who? Of Esther, where? In the synagogue. Okay. Adar is connected with the tribe of Naphtali. Every month on the Hebrew calendar is connected with one of the 12 tribes. Adar is connected with who? With the tribe of Naphtali. Now, I don't have much longer. Let me give you some directives about Adar. Adar is a month also to overturn evil decrees against you. Turn with me to the book of Esther, chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. The book of Esther, chapter 8. Let's look at verses 11 and 12. In verse 11, in it, the king granted the Jews who were in every city to gather and defend for their lives, to destroy, to slay, and to wipe out any armed force that might attack them, their little ones and women, and to take the enemy's goods for spoils. Not only is Adar a month, according to Esther 8, 11, and 12, to overturn evil decrees, but it is a month where you reverse the curse. It is a time you ask the Lord, Lord, if there's any curses on my life, Father, through the blood of Jesus, we break them now. Off of my family, off of the ministry, marriages, and even off finances, however the Holy Spirit is leading you. All right. Give me back two more. It is a month to complete your assignments. Adar is a time to complete any assignment that God has given you. Isn't that good? Some people start things, but they don't end them. Some people begin things, but they don't end correctly. In the month you ask the Holy Spirit to expose the plans of the enemy against you, and you decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against me shall what? Prosper. Be patient with me a minute. Okay. That was good. That didn't take long, did it? Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. But let's do a quick overview. What did we talk about? We talked about the month of Adar. We talked about the number 5782 on the Hebraic calendar, 2022 on the Gregorian calendar. Is that right? We talked about that God is interested in numbers. You know, it was real funny to me to know that God understands algebra, calculus, mathematics, addition. And it was funny to me that God speaks through numbers at times, okay? Also, we're in a time when God is doing what? Hidden things will be made light. We're in a time also, so where the secret things are going to be exposed. We're in a time where hidden agendas are going to be what brought to the surface and brought to the light. We're in the Hebraic month of Adar. And I just thank God for some of the directives in there, but I'm not going to hold you much longer. Okay, but let's end Adar with this prayer. Okay, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to expose the plots of the enemy that has planned against us in this month of Adar. Father, we declare that they are overturned by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask you to be with the people, to manifest your strength and manifest your joy and manifest your presence among the people as we complete the divine assignments that you have for this month of Adar. We declare all the obstacles are being removed that will stand in our ways in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that your plan of showing others the love of Christ in Jesus' name will also manifest in us and through us that we can be a blessing to others. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, if you were blessed by that teaching from my wife as well as myself, give Jesus a praise. All right. Let's get to the good part. Amen. Amen. Let's get to the good part. We're getting ready to step into deliverance. Deliverance ministry. I love deliverance ministry. It's the children's bread. It has all the vitamins and minerals you need for eternal life. Deliverance. Okay. Alrighty. Praise the Lord. Okay. All we've been hearing lately is a lot of medical problems. Medical issues and a lot of medical problems. And my wife and I, we're going to be minister deliverance. We want to be a blessing, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. All right. All right. Let's get started. I want everybody to stretch one time so we can get started. Okay. Everybody will let it go. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, we bind the strong man in the heavenlies. We bind the strong man operating even in us. We bind the strong man even beneath our feet right now in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father, that you will release holy angels that will come and assist us in this deliverance ministry. And Father, we pray, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, that, Lord, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, of sins, knowing and unknowingly,
yes,
that we may have, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. And we repent before you right now in Jesus' name. I want everybody to take this moment right now. If there's anybody living or dead who have hurt you, who have wounded you, disappointed you, molested you, raped you, violated you, you're going to have to forgive right now before we can go any further. If there's anybody living or dead, you know, you're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to release them. You're going to have to let them go. And release them to the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I want everybody to take that time to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you search your heart. Is there resentment? Is there a root of bitterness? Is there any unforgiveness toward an ex-husband, a spouse, a family member, hatred of parents, mom or dad, or church hurt. Hurt by apostles, hurt by prophets, hurt by pastors, hurt by teachers, hurt by evangelists. Church hurt. Hurt by sons and daughters, your own babies, your children. Who are adults, they're running muck, right? I feel a strong presence that's going to move in this deliverance ministry. Take this moment to pray. Take this moment to begin to pray. Right now, ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. I feel the fiery presence of the Holy Spirit right now. Oh, glory to God. Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loves each and every one of you. And he's concerned about your spirit, soul, and body. Okay. Okay, let's get started. Oh, I feel a strong presence in here. Okay. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of asthma. Asthma. I break all death curses of asthma on your bloodline, and I command the spirit of asthma that's rooted in fear and rooted in anxiety and rooted in stress to come out of you now. Come out of you now in the name of Jesus. I come out of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Asthma rooted in fear and rooted in anxiety. Come out now in Jesus' name. I break the curse of premature death through asthma, through an asthma attack where the enemy is trying to shut your breathing down and bring a premature death on you. I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against back problems that's rooted in self-rejection. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Whether there's an accident, injury in your back, there was a trauma where the enemy had an entry point to come in to cause back problems. And I even break the curse of accident prone on your family, on your bloodline, where your family is accident prone. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against bladder problems, where a compromised immune system, where the enemy is coming in to compromise your immune system with your bladder. Come on out now in Jesus' name. All right, everybody give me one cough one time. Come on, out, go. Out of there. Bladder problems, go in Jesus' name. I come against bone problems, go. Come on, bone problems, go. Weakness of the bones, go. Brittle bones, dry bones, no moisture in the bones. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, Sister Alma, I see you. I come against deep hurt in the family, from the family. Come on out of there, all the emotional hurt. Come on, go in Jesus Christ's name. The frustration, the heaviness. Come on, the weights that you feel like weights you for the family. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Feeling alone, you handle it all by yourself. Come on, out of there now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against bone problems. Come on. Where the enemy is trying to attack in the bone marrow. Go. Come out. I come against cancer of the bone. Dry bones. No moisture in the bone because of your bone marrow. Come on, out of there now. Go out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against bowel problems. Problems in your bowels. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Problems in your bowels. One of the spiritual root of bowel problem is fear. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear, big feelings of being abandoned, feelings of being rejected, feeling of self-bitterness and even self-hatred about yourself. Come on, out of there, bowel problems in the name of Jesus. I come against fear of breast cancer, fear of dying by breast cancer. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. I break the curse off tumors. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let them go. Come on, breathe those things out of there. Go out in Jesus' name. Cancer. Come on, fear of cancer, fear of dying, fear of death by cancer. Go. Come on, cancer. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. I come against throat cancer, broken spirit, unforgiveness, unresolved conflicts with your family. Come on, self, fear, anxiety. Come on. I come against colon cancer. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, colon cancer. Come on. I come against colon cancer. I come against those spirits that are trying to lodge in colon cancer. There are many times when Jesus cast out demons, the people were able to be healed. Come on. I break that curse off of your colon cancer in the name of Jesus. I come against pancreatic cancer. It's running wild in America right now. Pancreatic cancer. Come on out of there. Come on. Rooted in bitterness, self-rejection, self-hatred. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Whether blood corpuscles attack the pancreas. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the diabetic spirit, diabetes. Come on, all diabetes spirits. Come on, come on, flow. Come on, go, go out of there now in Jesus' name. Excessive urination. Come on, itching and burning on the legs. There was that neuropathy. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Burning of the eyes. Come on, there's a spirit in Deuteronomy called the burning og. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against colds and flus and viruses. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Colds and flus and viruses affecting your immune system. Affecting your immune system where the enemy is trying to break down your immune system. He's trying to cause a broken immune system because he's trying to fill your spirit with hurt. With deep hurt and pain and torment of what you're going through and what you're being afflicted by and what you ain't doing. Come on. Well, good. I'm getting some deliverance too. Huh? Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Immune system. That's good. Come out of my immune system. Come out of my immune system. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Uterine cancer. Uterine cancer. Self-rejection. Self-hatred. Conflict with men. Come on, come on, uterine cancer, go, go, in the name of Jesus. Candida, candida, chronic fatigue syndrome, go. Come out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Go, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against fibromyalgic pain. Come on, fibromyalgic pain, come out now, in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of epilepsy. Seizures. Elder Jesus Christ dealt with seizures. He dealt with epilepsy. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Fibroid cysts, bitterness towards your mother. Fibroid cysts, bitterness and self-hatred towards your mother, or bitterness and self-hatred towards your father. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. I go right, sister, to sister the longer. I come against that cancer in your kidney right now. Come on, it will not grow. We rebuke that spirit right now in Jesus' name. It will not grow. Come out of her now. Come out of her now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go in Jesus' name. Come on. And once again, everybody right, give me one cough. We're going to push him out because some demons are stubborn. Come on. Out of there now. Out, 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 out in Jesus' name. Fluid retention. Fluid retention. Go in the name of Jesus. Gout, 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 gout. Gout rooted in fear, but gout is rooted in drinking too many sodas, too much acid. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. Gallbladder stones, gallbladder stones, gallbladder, self-hatred, self-rejection. Come on, come on, come on, out of there, being overweight. Go, go, come out of there now, in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 4, the Bible said that God will loose the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment to cleanse the daughters of Zion. I loose the spirit of burning right now to burn the enemy in his stronghold, to burn the enemy in his camp. I loose the spirit of burning right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glaucoma. Glaucoma is on the rise in America. Come on. Out of there. Come on. Come on, glaucoma. Fall off the eyes. Chop off those eyes. Chop off those eyes right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's keep going.
Yes, I want to come against lung problems. A lot of your loved ones are sick with this COVID-19. You're having lung problems, respiratory problems. Come out now. I bind all the lungs that is filled with all type of mucus to come out of God's people now. mucus to come out of the lungs right now in Jesus' name. Difficult breathing, chills, come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go and come up out of God's people now in Jesus' name. Respiratory problems, come on, out of there. Your respiratory problem, pneumonia, come out of the lungs now. Come out of the chest now in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. Shortness of breath, come out now. Move now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of the airways where the lungs are tight and air, you can't breathe. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. Mucus in the lungs, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to those lungs right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command those lungs to be healed now. And I command that pneumonia to dry up by the Spirit of the Lord. Let the blood speak on our behalf. Let the blood fight on your behalf today in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, pneumonia. Come out, mucus of the lungs. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out of the throat. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out. Persistent cough. Every night you coughing. All day long you coughing. Yeah. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Heart palpitation from coughing. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Heart fluttering. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Chest discomfort, come out now. Come on, all chest discomfort, come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come on, all bad breathing habits, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Wheezing in the lungs, wheezing of pneumonia, come out now. Yes, blood pressure out in Jesus Christ's name. We speak to the low blood pressure, the high blood pressure. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against skin problems. Come on, out of there. The rashing of the skin, the itching of the skin, the burning of the skin. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to go. Come on out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against low vitamin D deficiency. Come out now. Out of there, low vitamin D deficiency. Come out now, out of the muscles. Come on, out of there, move. Come on, cramps in the muscles. Come on, fatigue in the muscle. Come on, bone in the pain, muscle pain, brittle bones, mood changes. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Chronic pain out, lower back pain. Come out now. Depression, come out now. Depressed over the COVID-19. Come on, you feel like there's no freedom. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. Come on now, out of there. Move now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, fatigue. Fatigue, can't get up in the morning. Don't feel like doing nothing. Come on, out of there. Move because of the oppression, the afflictions that have been upon you. Come on out of there. Move now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to loose them in Jesus Christ's name. The blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf today, where you haven't been able to speak. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move. Come on, all mucus of the lungs, come out of the lungs where pneumonia sets in. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of being on a ventilator, fear of dying, come on out. Why should you die before your time? I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out now. Low vitamin D. Come on out. People suffering with low vitamin D deficiency, where you're having cramps and muscles and bones problems. You got brittle nails. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, I'll come against renal failure. I speak to the pancreas right now, and I command that pancreas to come into alignment in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. Come on out, renal failure. You have to bow down to Jesus Christ right now today. The blood of Jesus is against you. I speak to that pancreas in the name of Jesus, that pancreas will come into alignment according to the way that Jesus Christ made you and designed you in Jesus Christ's name. Out of the pancreas, come on out. Renal disease, out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of the organs, go now in Jesus Christ's name. The blood of Jesus is against you, and I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against deep hurt from loved ones. Come on out, deep hurt of loved ones, where you've been hurt by your loved ones that died on from COVID-19. There has been a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of injection, where you can't seem like you can't shake this pain. I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command that spirit to go that's been causing you to say, but could I have I've done something different? Did I do anything wrong? I break your powers and I command that spirit to go. All deep hurt, I pull you out from the inside and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. All the deep hurt, come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against craving for sugar starch. I come against you. I break your powers. The only thing that your body will crave will be Jesus Christ. I claim the victory right now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command the craving of the starch to come out now, out in Jesus Christ's name.
Come on. Let's keep going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against hard problems. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Hard problems that are rooted in anger, hostility, self-rejection, exploding blood vessels, varicose veins. Go. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus. I come against irregular heartbeat. Come fear and anxiety. You have arithmetic problems. Through our irregular heartbeat. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of heart murmur. Go. Come on, out in Jesus' name. Heart palpitations. Go in Jesus' name. I come against neurological problems. All evil demonic spirits operating in the neurological area of this person's body. Come out now. Come on, out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Hardening of the arteries. Come on. Hardening of the arteries. Hemorrhoids. Go. Hemorrhoids has a connection with rebellion. Hemorrhoids has a connection with rage and even anger. Go in Jesus' name. Hepatitis. Come on. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Breathe them out. Let them go. Go. A distraction spirit. Go. They're trying to distract you. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. I come against foot problems. Pain in the foot. Come on. Pain in the feet. Come on. Feet problems in the feet. Come on. Go. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. Okay. Yeah, I feel a lifting right now. I feel a lifting this time right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. I'm going to give it to Father God, I'm going to pray out. I'm going to release it back to the staff. Holy Father, we pray for those who went through healing and pray for those who went through deliverance that they will be able to maintain their healing and maintain their deliverance, Lord. Yes. We pray that they will work out their salvation with fear and trembling. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that they will bring a life of fasting and even prayer to maintain their healing and maintain their deliverance in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bind in the demonic backlash, Lord, when they depart today on their vehicles or in the conflicts in their home or any other issue that the enemy will try to bring against them. Zechariah 2 and 7. We pray you put a wall of fire around the people, a wall of fire in the spiritual realm to protect them, Lord, from any of the backlashes in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we seal that with the blood of the Lamb. Now, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will take residence everywhere the enemy had a stronghold in the people's life. The Holy Spirit will take residence. The Holy Spirit will come and dwell there. We come and dwell where the enemy had a strong, where the enemy thought he had a house, a home.
Yes.
We pray the Holy Spirit will begin to go and dwell there, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, these are your sons and these are your daughters, Father. We just thank you for blessing them and pouring out your holy presence upon them today in Jesus Christ's name. And I want to release the remainder back to Sister Deborah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all today. Praise God. And thank God for the word and the prayer. Now, Lord, we pray for Apostle Colonel and Prophetess Jean. We thank you for the word that's gone forth, Father God. We ask that you pour back into them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for each and every one, Father God. We bind up all backlash and retaliating spirits now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done here today. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory and we give you honor for it all. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Brother Kerna, would you dismiss? We'll be back tonight. We'll just say this for everybody. We will be back tonight at 6 p.m. For the finale. And also, we just want to remind you that all services are recorded, and they will be available through Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And they will also be posted online at lhbconlineibelieve.com. And so you will be able to have access to those. If you want further information, you can contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp directly. And tonight we'll give more of that information, but you can go to the website, and all the information is on the website as well. We thank God for all of you tuning in, being here with us, and we look forward to tonight. Amen. Akerna and Jean will be speaking tonight as well at 6 p.m. Amen. God bless you. We love you, Brother Kerna. It's back in your hands.
Okay. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word of the Lord that was released among your people. Father, we thank you for the fiery presence of Jesus Christ coming in and moving and dwelling in the midst. In the name of Jesus, Lord. But Father, visit your people, Father. Speak to them, Lord. Even in the night seasons, as you said in the word of the Lord, that you will visit even in the night seasons. Visit them, Lord. Speak to your people, Father. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You are dismissed. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.